Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I'm Jason Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, and I was not emotionally prepared to start that quickly.
Oh, you didn't think we were going to start that quickly? I just hit record and we went.
Yeah, I thought you were going to be like, this is the Geek History Lesson Extra on Loki.
By the way, viewers, just to let you know, we are pretty close to each other right now. Not just emotionally, but physically as well.
If we were in a TV show called Jason... our choice would either be to kiss or fight right now.
Yes.
Or record a podcast.
So that's why it's sounding a little bit different. Guys, we are here to talk about Loki, the Disney Plus show, the Disney Plus studio show. We just watched it. We watched episode one. We have not seen episode two, so this will only be spoilers for episode one. So if you haven't seen Loki at this point, you might want to click away. But really quick, before we get to the full-on spoilers, Ashley, do you have an overall... If someone is a fan of the Marvel Universe, is your verdict that they should watch this show on Disney Plus?
If they're a fan of the Marvel Universe?
Loki season one, episode one, yes.
No. Unnecessary.
Okay.
Not needed. But to be fair, I would say the same thing about Falcon and Winter Soldier. Not necessary.
I'd say that about WandaVision, too.
I would also say that it's not necessary, but I think WandaVision remains my favorite of the show so far.
Okay.
All
right, so here it is, your full spoiler warning. I don't have the soundboard of this.
Yeah.
I haven't hooked it up. All right, so full spoilers here, everybody. So here we go. Boy, Owen Wilson sure has a broken nose, doesn't he?
Yeah, many times, I would assume.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know the story. I know.
I don't know. It could just look like that, to be honest.
No, it's from a car accident.
I have a large proboscis, so.
I think he broke it in like college or something like that.
I don't know. Tom Hiddleston does a great Owen Wilson impression, though.
Okay, so let's talk about... Tom Hiddleston does do a lot of great impressions. Let's talk about, Ashley, this is like literally this show, this starts off... Literally with scenes from Avengers Endgame with some quick inserts from Tom Hiddleston just giving us wacky reactions.
This is a clip show, man.
Oh, God. Thank you for just saying that right there. okay, so let's talk about the good. We always start off with the good, then we go with the bad. Ashley, what did Loki on Disney Plus, episode one, what did the pilot of Loki called Glorious Purpose, if I remember right?
Yep.
I hate that has become memed. I really do.
Burden with a glorious
purpose. It was a great line in Avengers 1.
Loki's one of the best parts of the original Avengers movie.
He is. And I will say that the first Avengers mostly holds up. I actually watched it earlier this year.
Mm-hmm.
It mostly holds up. It has some...
It gives you that nostalgia feeling, too, for like when you first saw it in cinemas, which I think for most of us was a big moment.
Yes, I agree. So what did Loki, the Disney Plus series, do well?
Loki has a really good cast. I think
that's true.
Everyone in it is really good. Down to Eugene Cordero, favorite of us here.
Oh my god, Eugene Cordero is so awesome. He's on The Good Place. He's Donkey Doug?
No, Donkey Doug is Jason's dad.
That's correct.
He has a stupid name like that, but he's in Mandalorian.
Yep, he's
Mandalorian. a great podcaster.
He's a great UCB
comedian.
I believe he's been on several episodes of Comedy Bang Bang.
But everyone is very well cast. Mm-hmm. I think the acting across
even Owen Wilson.
And I'm a huge Owen Wilson.
That's why I wanted to ask you.
I will say that I think he looks great with the short hair. I don't like his surfer hair very much.
I actually think he looks good with the gray.
Yeah, maturity looks good.
Yeah.
I think the cast is really good. I think everyone does a really good job across the board. Even people playing characters that I wasn't super fond of,
like the mean security guard.
Yeah, or
Wumi Masaka. Masaku.
Tara Strong's character I thought was like deeply annoying, but she's always excellent.
The talking clock.
Yeah, not mad about it. And I think it looked really good.
I was going to say, actually, that I think one of the best things about Loki is the art direction. And art direction is usually like,
it's an uncelebrated craft.
It is. It's the undersung hero of many productions because they are the ones responsible for the 1950s look of that show.
The retro future look.
I mean, I got to say, to be honest with you, my favorite thing about Loki, more so than the story, more so than the acting, more so than the music, was the look of the show. Mm-hmm. I think the cinematography is pretty impressive. I think the set design is really good, and their choices of very high contrast shadows
yeah.
was excellent. I think they're going for a subtle black and white, good and bad, I think is what they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will also say this, listeners, go back and watch the first scene in the Gobi Desert, I believe where it is, mm-hmm. or the second and third scene, where Loki is in the desert. That is the volume wall from The Mandalorian.
Not 5 seconds yep. into that did Jason go, oh, that's the volume.
Well,
how can you tell that, Jason?
Because the last couple months, I've been doing a lot of meetings on how do you shoot things on a volume wall.
I meant more because there's a slight curvature to the image.
Oh, well, a little bit. It's a thing where, like, and we bring this up on the podcast a lot, that I can spot green screens in movies, and a lot of people are like, I can't do that. And the reason why I can spot green screens is because for, like, my first 5 years out here in Los Angeles, I was an editor.
You're trained to, yeah.
And I was trained on how to put people in front of green screens and do all the tricks mm-hmm. to make it look good. So I can spot the tricks immediately. And over the last couple months for the show that I'm working on, we've been getting trained on how to shoot stuff in front of the volume. So I haven't shot anything on the volume yet. Hopefully early next year.
But you've been through a lot of the processes in development for
that. I've been into a lot of the meetings about this is how you shoot stuff. And immediately I was like, that's the volume.
Yeah.
Like, they did not go to a desert. They're, you could spot it. You can see it.
Well, also they shot that show in Georgia. So they definitely didn't go to a desert.
Yeah, yeah. Something else that I think is good is I do appreciate the writers of this show pulling on a storyline that I think is forgotten by a lot of comic book fans. The TVA and Agent Mobius appear in a Fantastic Four story written by Walt Simonson in the late 80s. So to be honest with you, I like that nice little wink. And also, many people don't know this, but Agent Mobius, played by
Owen Wilson,
is an homage to Mark Gruenwald, a very famous Marvel Comics editor who is...
He
looks exactly like him. He passed away in the late 90s. He's responsible for some great Squadron Supreme runs. And he's also considered to be, Ed Brubaker, the greatest Captain America writer of all time.
Ed Brubaker is coming to fight you right now.
He probably is. come at me.
I think you could take Ed Brubaker.
Mark Gruenwald is responsible, many people don't know this, but it's a nice little wink back to the previous Disney Plus series. Mark Gruenwald is the creator of U.S. Agent.
That's very true. Yep. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
good call.
So great. I like that. Let's talk about the bad, Ashley. You mentioned a little bit earlier, and this is my big problem with the show. It's a clip show. The first episode is a clip show of stuff that we've already seen.
Pilots are really tough.
Yes, yes.
So I am willing to give it a little bit of a pass. Mm-hmm. Pilots are very, very tough. When a pilot is good, it is quite something. Mm-hmm. And I maintain Lost has one of the best pilots.
Lost does have one of the best pilots.
And I'm not super, super hot on that show.
So does Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, Battlestar Galactica has a really mm-hmm. good pilot. I am a huge Loki fan. I'm a huge Tom Hiddleston fan.
Yeah.
And this pilot did not prove to me why we need a Loki show.
Mm-hmm.
Except, like, Tom Hiddleston's hot and I'm glad he got paid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that, I think, is the bad. It was reminiscent for me of Sherlock Season 3.
Oh, compare that or explain that statement.
They are too aware of the Tumblr and Instagram meme culture around this character and this actor specifically. When Moriarty and Sherlock almost kiss in that fake memory, like, that's what this gave me vibes of, and that makes me unhappy. Personally, that's just to my taste.
To speak specifically to that Tumblr-y mm-hmm. of it all, which is so funny because I don't think Tumblr is... It's still around, but I don't know if it's
the
popular...
This is the behind the paywall. When Tumblr took porn off of it, everyone fled.
Yep. To speak to the TikTok of it all,
yeah.
What them kids are doing. I thought the opening sequence of, or the beginning sequence of Loki going through processing of the TVA was very, it seemed like a lot of the choices they were making of were like, oh man, people are going to gift this for reaction gifts for years. And it didn't speak true to me to the performance of Loki, because we have to consider that this is not the Loki from Thor Ragnarok. This is the Loki at the end of The Avengers.
Who follows directly the first Thor movie. This is Shakespearean.
This is Shakespearean Loki, not goofy Loki.
Yes.
And I thought they played it as goofy Loki.
I mean, my favorite thing about the processing sequence was the casting of Aaron Bielner, who is credited as the robot scanner. He is the short man who scans Loki in. And I think that the casting did a good job as well at creating diverse choices where, like, the characters wouldn't have explicitly been written as such on the page. And he was funny. I liked him.
I will also say that this is my weird prediction about the show. And this is my big complaint about the show.
Which, based on our Loki episode, is probably correct.
Yeah, apparently I predicted Thor Ragnarok.
And part of this series.
7 years ago? Didn't even realize
In our old, old closet.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that I think the first half hour of this episode is so heavy with exposition. It is so heavy with exposition that
and retcons.
It got boring
because
I don't think the processing of the TVA, the time variance whatever, time variance agency, is going to have anything to do with the other five episodes. Because there's only six episodes of this show.
No, this show is going to be a lot like Legends of Tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to go to a different locale to fight Lady Loki.
I called that like when I saw the end scene.
Or maybe we'll fight Kid Loki. Loki, Agent of Asgard, which is our recommended reading this week.
Evil Loki is either Kid Loki or Girl Loki. 100%.
Or both.
But it took a long time because I thought the best scene in the pilot was Owen Wilson interrogating Loki for this whole reason, like, why are you mean? And then the B side of that, where Loki was, oh, I do it because it's fearful and da-da-da-da.
His emotional catharsis. That's his theater actor scene,
and I thought that should have happened at the midpoint of the episode, but it took us 30 minutes to get to Owen Wilson in that room.
I would have started the pilot. I know it's not good to rewrite, but I would have started the pilot with that scene, like an episode of Breaking Bad, and then, like, gone back in time to how we got there.
Yeah.
Because I found it, when Tom Hiddleston is, like, firing on cylinders, he's so arrested. He's one of the best actors the MCU has, and I think it was a shame to have him be like, yuck, yuck, jokes, guy.
I know.
Instead of being, like, emotional Loki. Like, that's great television.
There were too many moments in it where they just kept being like, hey, remember the Avengers? Hey, remember Thor Dark World? Hey, remember Thanos?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You remember Thanos?
I remember Thanos.
You remember Thanos? I remember.
We just saw the Member Berries episode of South Park this year, so you'll forgive us.
Well, there was a lot of that episode that seemed very nostalgic. Whereas, like, the most interesting thing in the episode was Loki coming to that character revelation.
And what succeeds, I'm going to go back to WandaVision, what succeeds about WandaVision, and it's not perfect, are the weird big swings that it takes.
Yep.
Every time it ties back to the cinematic universe, it's not as interesting.
And I
think this is the same thing in this pilot.
I know we don't want to talk about rewrite pitching, but I want to give you a rewrite pitch and just see if this changes anything in the episode for you.
Sure.
Okay, so the same teaser where we see Endgame. I understand why they did that. He drops in the desert. The time variance gets him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put him in the elevator. His clothes get dropped off.
I mean, I love that scene.
Sure, of course. Who doesn't? Beautiful man. The floor drops out.
Yeah.
He drops into a chair with the room with Owen Wilson in 15 minutes.
Great. Yeah, totally.
Does that change anything? I don't think so.
My alternate, the other thing I might have pitched, and look, this could have been a discussion. I don't know how the show was developed. It would have been crazy. I think a variant of her should have been in this.
Ooh.
He should have had to reckon with seeing her after seeing what he did to her.
Talking to her face to face.
Yeah.
I like that bitch. You're hired. You're hired.
Thank you. Also, more work for Rene Russo.
Look, because I thought the D.B. Cooper sequence, and I'm a big fan of D.B. Cooper and the legend of D.B. Cooper, I just thought it was so unnecessary and stupid.
It struck me as something that you often smack down when I pitch. So it's a cool idea.
But what does it mean?
Exactly.
Nothing.
And then we hung the trailer on it. And it's meaningless, ultimately.
I'm going to give you a better idea.
Great.
The D.B. Cooper sequence should have been like episode 3. The entire episode 3, he should have had to be D.B. Cooper to find the evil Loki.
Yes, instead of like it was a bet with Thor.
Oh, look at this cool mom. It seemed like a Family Guy moment where they're like, hey, remember that moment where you were D.B. Cooper?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
I remember.
I was D.B. Cooper, yeah.
Remember when he winked at the waitress?
I remember the parachute.
Hey, remember that circular shot of the Avengers? Remember?
Oh, yeah, we saw it like
remember?
Four fucking
times. I'm going to show it to you 6 times. Remember?
Someone's going to get really mad at us doing that.
That's my biggest criticism of Loki.
Okay.
It just seemed like most of the episode was, hey, Remember all these other movies? Whereas, like, I thought the great stuff...
Yeah, but Falcon and Winter Soldier did that, too.
Ugh, I know. But this was bad enough that we had two characters parked in front of a TV screen watching the other movies.
Yeah.
I don't watch television to watch other characters watch television.
Yeah.
I watch television to watch characters go on adventures.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to do that, I'll watch, like, Mystery Science Theater 3000 or something.
I have Disney Plus. That's how I watch Loki.
Yeah.
I will. If I want to watch those movies on fast forward, I'll just watch them on fast forward. I don't need a TV show.
Yeah, and we like the first Thor movie, so we'll just watch it.
I like the first Avengers. Avengers Endgame. I have no problem with those movies. I don't need to watch Tom Hiddleston watching the Avengers because the good stuff in this episode was good.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's about it. Let's say this. Of the Disney Plus pilots of WandaVision and Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki, where would you rank Loki in those three?
I mean, it's no worse than Falcon and Winter Soldier, which was not a good pilot. But they're both not as good as one. So I don't know.
Falcon and Winter Soldier was a bad
They're
pilot.
Both not as good as WandaVision. Like, WandaVision's a great pilot. The first three episodes of WandaVision are excellent.
I would rank WandaVision is definitely number one.
Yeah.
That did have the best pilot. Falcon and Winter Soldier is number two. Falcon and Winter Soldier had a terrible pilot because Falcon and Winter Soldier didn't even meet.
Number two just because you like the characters more? You're not as huge a Loki fan as I am.
It is number two specifically because the Loki pilot is a fucking clip show. Your pilot episode should not be a fucking clip show. That drives me crazy.
Okay, I know we're going to, like, we're wrapping up and we're going to roll into the ratings, but I want to make a request to you, Jason.
Yeah, yeah.
Will you give us your Brego rating, scale of 1 to 5 interim Bregos, as
he's not here.
Thor.
Which version of Thor?
Your version of Thor. The Nay.
Oh, boy. I haven't done it in a long time.
I know. He was all over that Loki episode.
Verily! That's Doctor Strange. I just dug Doctor Strange so much that I drop into
him. He's iconic.
Can I give you a prediction, too?
Sure.
We were watching the episode of Loki, season 1, episode 1, and when they had the explanation of the multiverse and the idea that, like, it was a war of multiverses.
Yeah. Speaking of Doctor Strange, yeah.
Go watch that scene, everybody. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, there's the plot of Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, and Wanda is the one that creates the War of the Multiverse.
Yeah, because she's going to try to save her brother.
Yep. I also think they're going to kill Doctor Strange because of that new comic, The Death of Doctor Strange. I think Doctor Strange is going to die.
I said that on Instagram Live, yeah.
I think they're going to kill. But anyways, all right.
For, like, a movie, because Cumberbatch still has one more Doctor Strange and one more Avengers movie.
Verily, I think... That is not Thor.
Doesn't matter.
Verily, Loki. Oh, look, a hole. Oh, boy. It's so... circular.
Look, you can watch all the previous Avengers movies in that hall.
Forsooth! It is amazing! That's very Doctor Strange. I can't lose him! I can't lose Doctor Strange! I'm gonna see Doctor Strange. Verily, Clea, I will give Loki... Oh, look, a hole. Oh, wow.
You see Owen Wilson in there?
I do. And a bottle rocket.
That's a that is a deep cut.
That's a deep cut film reference! I would give Loki episode...
Are you raising Arizona?
Season 1. Episode 1, a 2 out of 5. I did not enjoy this episode. I thought it was a very weak. I thought it was 30 minutes of a good pilot, whereas the other 30 minutes was crap.
I would agree with you. I would give it a 2. It's, like, by no means the worst thing I've ever watched.
No.
But not even by a long shot. There were some good things about it. There were some things I enjoyed. It doesn't really inspire me to watch more of the series. Although, I will.
I'm going to watch it. I agree. It does not excite me for the rest of the show. But see, that is the thing. When I review stuff like this, that is almost the thing that makes me more angry than watching something that is completely bad. Because, again, there were moments of Loki where you were like, oh, that's the show.
Oh, it's way more frustrating where you're like, this is 3 drafts away from being great. Or this is one. This is
you
a
were
different,
so close.
A different takeaway. Yep. Because there is really good stuff in here.
There is some really good stuff in here. Yeah.
Loki is a good enough character to have a movie or a television show around
him. And Tom
Hiddleston's
a good
him.
Enough lead to
He's
lead a show.
He's a great actor. Yeah. Yeah.
But what I saw is a 2. What'd you give it again? 3?
I give it a 2 for sure.
Okay. Yeah. It's So far in the Disney Plus series that we're going down in quality. With each one.
Yeah.
So this is not giving me
What's
plus
signs. What's the next one?
I think it's What If. I'm kind of excited for that one.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to go a little crazy.
I'm excited for Peggy Carter.
Anyways. All right. There you go. Everybody, we don't have an extra thought of the day because we just did this on the fly. But hope you enjoyed our review of Loki. Thank you so much for the support on the Patreon, guys. And we hope you enjoyed this extra review. We just decided our next batch of episodes should be pretty exciting. We're also thinking about a guest... next month, or maybe possibly in August, that is
huge.
One of my favorite comic book professionals of all time.
I also want to...
If you'll say yes.
We'll see. I also want to say I would love to read everybody else's thoughts and reviews.
Please
on
the
Loki pilot.
Yeah, put them in the comments of this post.
And your predictions. Maybe if your extra thought of the day is a good prediction or a funny prediction, then that's the one that we'll pick for to read next week.
Sure. All right,
yeah.
That's it, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the support. Don't forget about Jason and Jeremy John about Justice League hits this Friday. Another episode 9.
Also, don't forget that if you want to talk more Loki with us, if you are one of the patrons who accesses the Discord, we have a Loki Spoiler Zone channel right now.
We do. We've been chatting in there.
Yeah.
I revealed some birthday cards in there. A really, really cool birthday card that Ashley gave me. It had Kermit the Frog on it. It's really cool.
Did.
Thank you so much, everybody. I am Jason, sounds like Dr. Strange, and man.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson.
Bye-bye, super friends. Yeah. Whoa. It's not going to end. Yes, it will.